Alan Jackson, Holly Jolly Christmas on Southern Alberta's Best Country CJWE. And as mentioned a few minutes ago, we have a very special guest in studio from the Calgary Unitarian Church. We have Reverend Samaya Oakley. Welcome and thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, Sarah, I'm so delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We've got a few things to talk about this afternoon because you have so many things going on with this wonderful community of people. And first, we're going to talk about here about the church itself, because when I had Jen and January come in last week, they were so bubbly and so wonderful and nice and welcoming to, you know, me coming to your guys's church and with carols and crafts, that I would love some more people to know about what you do at the Calgary Unitarian.
Well, we're a congregation, obviously. We have Sunday services. We have a variety of different programming that we run. We have a choir. We have a children's program. The main message that I tell people is that when you walk through our doors, we are not going to tell you what redemption or salvation or those theological words are. We are going to invite you onto your own spiritual journey, and we will say to you, we're not going to define that journey for you, and we will be there with you, accompanying you on that journey, so that you don't have to do it alone.
That is beautiful and magical. And yeah, it sounds like you guys have created such a wonderful, wonderful community of people, and all of them are going to be at Carols and Crafts this Saturday.
That's
holy cow.
Right.
I can't believe it's already December 6th this Saturday. So from 10 a.m. until 2:15, you have so many wonderful things going on. So tell us more about this really cool holiday event.
Well, it was a holiday event eventually that was decided that we wanted to create an experience for children to come in and make presents to give to their loved ones. Because usually they, somebody will take them out and say, oh, well, we're going to buy this. So it's never really a surprise. This way, the children can come in, they can make crafts for them for themselves. The tickets, for the price of $15, you will get 10 tickets, and each craft will be a variety of different tickets. And so kids can choose to spend those 10 tickets any way they want to spend it. Either making a candle craft with me, there's going to be pony beads, there's going to be an opportunity to make doves and angels out of doily. We've got a wreath making craft, a creative creatures craft out of pine cones.
What?
I mean, I know, so creative. And we'll have Christmas carols playing, there'll be cider, there will be Christmas baking. We've got a little area for parents to go and sit while the kids are doing this. We'll have adults at every table helping the kids with the crafts. It's going to be mayhem, and it's going to be fabulous. We are so looking forward to it. And then at 1 o'clock, we have like a family carol. It's open to everyone. Carol, our choirs are going to be featured, our Euphonia and News Ensemble. They're going to be there. But it's basically a family sing-along, and come and sing those holiday carols and songs that we sing that oftentimes don't get a chance. We hear them on the radio, but how often do we get a chance to actually sing them in community anymore? Right? And so that's what we want to do. And then there'll be a reception afterwards. So we are so looking forward to it. We spent Sunday decorating the place, getting ready for Saturday, and people are bringing baking. It's going to be super fun.
Oh my goodness. What is your favorite part about this event?
My favorite part is watching the kids, to be quite frank. I just watching them decorate, like, it was really the kids that came forward and decorated on Sunday, and just watching them get so involved in doing something, and just that focus and the look on their face when they finally do it, it's going to be super fun.
Oh my goodness. It sounds like it is going to be one of those events that the whole family can enjoy.
That's our hope. It is our hope that the whole family can enjoy it.
Amazing. So your building is not going to be hard to find because there is a mural on it that I would like to chat with you about today. Tell us a bit about the mural on the side of your building.
Yeah, that's a mural that was just installed at the end of September. We had a mural blessing for it. And it is a mural depicting the truth of colonization, or wrestling with the truth of colonization. If you look at it on the left side, it's dark colors, it's browns and grays and black, and It's got a bison crying tears of blood on bleached bison skulls to emaciated person and somebody with smallpox, with a man in a black frock with a cross, with a braid in his hand that he's cut off, this little boy sitting at a little desk, which is the Indian residential school program or system. And then it turns into flowers and gorgeous, vibrant purples and oranges and pink, with this girl running away wearing a red dress. She's got strawberries growing from her feet, to this woman with her arms stretched out to Creator with an eagle above. And all throughout it, there's the interconnected line that just connects everything. And it is truly a stunning mural done by Autumn Whiteway. And if you've seen any of Autumn's work, it's brilliant. And we are just so proud to have it on the side of our building. And it is our hope that it becomes a catalyst for talking about reconciliation, particularly in an interfaith setting. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to use it for.
For sure. And then I also noticed on your social media, you do have drum circles.
We do. It is usually the third Friday of the month. You have to check our website just to make sure, because there have been some variations because of scheduling.
Yeah.
But Chantel Chagnon Grey Eyes is our artist in residence. She comes in and she does a drum circle. On Friday night, we had one. Apparently, 40 people were there.
That's amazing.
A potluck and drum circle. People had so much fun. They were talking about it all day Sunday.
Amazing. Well, everybody's going to be talking about December 6th
when yes.
it's all said and done. But we're talking about it now, so people make sure to know they are invited to this. So Carols and Crafts with Calgary Unitarians, December 6th from 10 a.m. till 2:15. Enjoy cookies and cider. Get creative. Concerts and sing-alongs are going to be happening. Is there anything else you want to mention about the event on Saturday?
Only that our address is yes. 1703 First Avenue Northwest. So
1703 First Avenue Northwest. First Street Northwest.
Correct.
Yes, First Street Northwest. There we go.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
First
perfect.
Street. Yes, that makes
amazing.
A difference.
Well, Samaya, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. This sounds like a wonderful group of people, and all families should attend this on Saturday.
Thank you, Sarah.